This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here on America Tonight. Ooh, those thunderstorms throwing a little curveball into some of our equipment as we were off. So here we are off and running. And speaking of curveballs, boy, do we have a lot of them to talk about during this show. Healthcare front and center is so much a part of the discussion, so much part of the election. Republicans are vowing to press on with the healthcare bill. And we're going to hear reaction from Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, and also Susan Collins as well coming up, because she's saying she's going to vote no, likely killing the plan. Graham with a much different take on this. So what happens to the comprehensive coverage? What does it do to you, to me? I always say this, what's in your wallet? And the bottom line is this, right now, nothing is happening. With health care, we're just having a lot of conversation about whether the Republicans are going to repeal and replace it, or did it just die again? And most of the analysis coming out of Washington is that nothing is going to happen. With Susan Collins voting no, there's not enough votes, so nothing will change there, in other words. By the way, right here at the top, as we always do, Justin Duckham joins us from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, I don't know, I think the politicians threw a monkey wrench into the beginning of the show. So we're back on track and we're talking about the Republicans vowing that they're going to come up with this health care bill, that they're going to do this repeal and replace thing. But with Senator Collins saying she's going to vote no, doesn't that mean there's just not enough votes?
Well, in this instance, it certainly does. We have hard no's coming from Senator Rand Paul, coming from Senator John McCain, and now Susan Collins, who previously said that she was leaning very hard towards no, but had not yet definitively given her answer on that. So as it stands right now, it looks like this version of the bill is dead. But nevertheless, we are likely going to see this rear up again, probably in the not-too-distant future. Obviously this is something that a lot of Republicans have ran on for a good number of years. This has been their rallying cry. This is quite likely why they received the majority in 2010 in the first place. So this is something that is going to have to be revisited. And according to some of the reports that we are getting out of the White House from this evening, the president met with congressional leaders and said that the White House is going to continue to push on this. They've been sort of largely absent in the final days of this, despite the president saying that he has been making a number of phone calls. But we haven't really seen any huge, messaging push coming from them. But nevertheless, it looks like this is going to be continuing, since this is something that, frankly, they need to continue to keep alive in order to kind of save face with their constituents.
Yeah, no kidding. And with the midterm elections coming up, you know, if we as we get closer and you prognosticate and look at what happens there, there's a lot hinging on health care and other discussions that have been going on since Trump took office, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, with the midterms in mind, we're already sort of seeing, you know, the president repeatedly trying to place the blame on Democrats, saying that due to the filibuster, it's just impossible to move forward and that Mitch McConnell should strike it, kind of conveniently dismissing the fact that, you know, this is something that's not hinged on the filibuster and just needs a simple 50-vote majority, which they have so far just simply been unable to muster.
Yeah. The other thing that's being discussed as we pivot from that is now this conversation, the New York Times breaks the story and says six White House aides use private email for official business. The White House is saying it's that, you know, they're kind of backing off of that from what I understand, or not saying anything. So what's the story there?
You know, today during the White House press briefing, when confronted with the story about Jared Kushner using his private account, Sarah Huckabee Sanders essentially said that this is being used very limitedly, or this has been used very limitedly. She wouldn't say whether or not the emails would ultimately be released to essentially show that there is nothing nefarious going on. But this is a big deal, particularly considering that this was the rallying cry in 2016 for a lot of Republicans. You know, the focus on Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. But I will mention that this differs in one major way. You know, Clinton was put under examination and faced a lot of consequences and a lot of just kind of prodding over the idea that she had transmitted classified information. From what we can tell so far, at least in Jared Kushner's use of this, he essentially discussed media you know, reports, event guidance, and other sort of easy issues. So there is not yet any indication that he himself has sent classified information, despite the fact that he is somebody who is given a pretty big foreign portfolio. If that does come out, which, you know, we now know that congressional Democrats are hoping to open up an investigation, that will certainly change the story and make it much more pressing. But as it stands right now, this certainly, you know, adds a very peculiar layer of hypocrisy to the, you know, West Wing, who, you know, saw a lot of these individuals just kind of, you know, following the mantra that Hillary Clinton was careless and yet nevertheless, you know, moved forward with something that they should have known would essentially come back and be made public.
Yeah, crazy. All right, we have like a minute left. There were all these protests after the president tweeted out that players should be fired if they take a knee. It's a disgrace with the national anthem. Jerry Jones, a powerful owner of the Dallas Cowboys on the Monday night game, they took a knee and locked arms. Any reaction from D.C.?
Most D.C. fans are not Cowboy fans, but D.C. is, of course, sort of a liberal enclave and a bubble, if you will. And I've seen a lot of praise for the Cowboys tonight, which absolutely just kind of shocked me on the face of it.
It's very crazy. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate your patience and coming through for us. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Coming up on America Tonight, wow, a lot of popcorn shots, as I call them, and we'll lead the cattle drive through all of the things that are happening out of Washington, the tsunami coming your way, including the drama with the NFL, including a former Democrat who really had the chance to possibly run for the office of president, now behind bars. And how about the Sanctuary Cities Law? We're going to hit on that, too, as well. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
I'm here tonight because Obamacare is failing. We wouldn't be having this show if it was working.
I have to do what I think is right for the people of Maine and the people of this country. And that is what has led me to my decision.
I'm here.
It's a cattle call. Can you feel it? Can you hear him? We brought him in special just for all of you across this great nation. Yeah, so all this conversation about repeal, replace, we're going to repeal, replace. Yeah, it's not going to happen because Susan Collins, who you just heard there, and Lindsey Graham before that, who wants to do something different. Susan Collins, who says no, she can't do it. Her opposition before the Congressional Budget Office released their analysis, which predicted millions would lose insurance under the proposal if it became law. She said, no, well, she's not going to go there. So she joined Senators John McCain and Rand Paul with the no votes. Republicans can only afford two defections and be able to try to push the bill through the Senate. So that means it is dead on arrival. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Now, Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy criticized the cuts to Medicaid, weakening the protections for people with pre-existing conditions, and predictions by insurers, hospitals, and other groups that would lead to higher premiums, less coverage for people. So the pre-existing conditions especially weighed heavy on Susan Collins, is what she said. And it's interesting, you know, what are the reforms going to be? I heard that last week the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, for all of you listening in Kentucky, you know this, said they're still going to try to hold this floor vote later in the week, something that Republican donors in the White House want to see just to get senators on the record, which I would imagine that is the deal. Put them out there, put them on the record. So with midterms coming up and all the conversation, then they would have that. Republicans last week were saying a vote on the Graham-Cassidy measure was possible, but this is another failure on this. So now McConnell and the caucus, what does that do ahead of the midterm elections? That's what I'll be curious to see, because there was a September 30 deadline for passing Obamacare repeal under the special budget reconciliation rules, because that's how they're doing this, all this jawing on it. So that would prevent Democrats from launching a filibuster. Bottom line is, it doesn't look at all like it's going to go anywhere. All right, some of those popcorn shots that I was talking about include all this conversation about the NFL. After Donald Trump, as I mentioned to Justin Duckham, after Donald Trump said that the players who take a knee or don't participate, don't stand, whatever, for the anthem, should be fired. There was massive reaction to that, including on Monday night. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Cardinals pretty handily, especially in the latter half of that game. But in the beginning of the game, it was about the fact that Jerry Jones kneeled before the national anthem, locked arms, did all of that, because initially he was saying he wouldn't tolerate that on his team. So arm in arm and then kneeling in unison before the anthem. That's what the players and Jerry Jones did. Remember, back in 2016, Jones said protests during the national anthem were really disappointing. He said he felt strongly that the act of recognizing the flag is a salute to the country and all the people that have sacrificed so that we can have the liberties we have. But now that has changed, obviously. And there have been others that have done the same thing. Jeffrey Lurie for the Philadelphia Eagles, he stood with his players, as did police officers and others that were on the field. So it was kind of a wild NFL Sunday of taking knees, locking arms, protesting, that kind of thing. And then some others, like Ben Roethlisberger, who is part of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Steelers chose to not do anything. So that says something. By not doing anything, they made a decision. They didn't go out on the field. The coach did, and other coaching staff members did, but the players did not. They didn't come out till after the anthem. And it's interesting because now Ben Roethlisberger is saying he regrets how the Steelers showed their unity. He says, what we do while we're out there is yet to be determined. I know I want to be on the field, and the guys in the locker room want to be on the field. And then he said he was unable to sleep because of their method of choosing to protest, that appeared like they didn't really do anything. He said he wished they would have been on the field. He said that's his personal opinion. He's entitled to the opinion. He said that's what's great about the country. That's what the troops are for. I wish we would have stood out there. What was important was being united as well. And what we showed unity, because that's what we need in this country right now. There's so much division. That be more division. In my lifetime, I've never seen anything like it. When you say polarization, you say the United States. And, you know, here, we've talked about this many times on America Tonight. Opinions, opinions, opinions. Everybody has them, right? The bottom line is we get to use that right to our opinions. If we lived in other countries, and I've talked about this before, having been to three communist countries, really frightened the you-know-what bejesus out of me, watching how people lived, how their freedoms were taken away, and how state-run media was frankly pumped into their ears, and they had no decisions or choices about a damn thing, and we do. So that's why I think this country is great, is because we have the opportunity to express how we want to express things. And we have the opportunity and the opinions to disagree with people who do and protest ways we don't like, whichever way this bounces for you. We have done an unofficial poll on America Tonight. We've been taking it since this whole thing began. You can always weigh in, yay or nay, on the whole knee thing, or why are we even doing this when it comes to the NFL, yay or nay. 855-266-5283, 855-266-CAGE. You can always jingle and jangle those numbers and, like I said, throw in your 2 cents. I'm for individual freedoms. I'm for people doing what they want to do and not feeling like they're forced to do something they don't want to do or something they do want to do. because then you're not being authentic. Then you're being fake. And fake doesn't cut it for me. If it's fake to get along in either sense of it, then that's not right. I think you do what you feel in your heart, and that's it, bottom line, period, 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 end of story. All right, I'm going to jump to a couple of things because, like I said, I was going to do that. I want to make sure that we get all the shots in. So good to be back on the air live with all of you. Anthony Weiner. So there are many jokes. Hold the jokes, please. Can I get a little mustard on that? He was sentenced to 21 months in the sexting case. You remember this. For sexting with a 15-year-old girl in a case that really slapped Hillary Clinton's campaign for another loop in the closing days of her run for the White House. He kind of just dropped his head into his hands, wept. The sentence was announced. He has to surrender to prison officials by November 6th. I mean, this guy has unraveled in so many ways. Talk about giving somebody a bazillion chances. It's ridiculous. He deserves what he gets. Dude, do the time, because you really screwed the pooch. You really messed up. Again, how many chances does this guy get? The ridiculousness of what he did from the very start and the unraveling of his own family. It's the whole sordid thing. I mean, this was a guy who was a pretty big New York Democrat that they were talking about running for president, for goodness sake. But his lewd messaging, his crazy photos with young chicks online, this ripped his career in half. And now his life, that happened back in 2011. That's how long this has been going on with Weiner and how many other chances he got. So, of course, he tried for mayor in 2013. He destroyed his marriage to Huma Abedin. He got just massively entangled and swept up into the presidential campaign. And finally, too, what does he say? Look, I admit, I heard, really? But I do not have an excuse. He pled guilty in May to transferring obscene material to a minor, and that's punishable by up to 10 years. So the 21 months is actually really, honestly, a break for him. I mean, the FBI was looking into him. They were looking into his contact with a high school student when it came across his emails, just desserts, on his laptop between Abedin and Clinton, prompting the FBI director at that point, who was the FBI director, James Comey, to announce that he was reopening the investigation of Clinton's use of a private computer server. So he screwed up again. And it's just nuttiness. But 21 is a break for Weiner. There's no question about it. How sad, too. They're getting divorced. They have a 5-year-old, this couple. Nutty. Coming back on the flip side, we got mail, mail, mail. Tons of mail from all of you. If you want to throw in a call, you can. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tons of email. Thank you. Of course, this group is, you just flood me with letters. I love it. Opinions, opinions, opinions. Bring them on. What did I say at the top of this show? It's all about opinions, baby. That's why I love all of you. What a great audience, whether I'm talking to you in Portland or New Orleans or Florida or New York. Trust me, I would take a knee for all of you. Let's put it that way. Let's hit the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh! This one is from Chris, who says, Kate, I am so tired of all this nonsense of the NFL and Donald Trump. I think both sides are idiots. I think it's stupid for the president. Sorry for everybody who is supporting Donald Trump in this. I think Trump is fine, but I don't like his focus on this whole thing with the NFL and the knees, because it's too convenient and too stupid, and there's too many other areas where a president has to focus on who gives two hoots. And as for the NFL, same thing. They're so wishy-washy about whether they're going to do this or whether they're going to do that. How about man up and do what you feel is right individually, period, end of story. Amen. So let's move to this one. This one is from Nance, who says, I'm sick of the NFL, bunch of spoiled brats, babies, who whine about everything, who half of them are abusive, whether it's with their language or otherwise. And I think that whether they take a knee or not, I could care less. But the fact that they're taking a knee, they're doing it just to fire up the controversy even more. I won't be watching the NFL, not like I was really watching anyway. And then here's another one. This one is from Trayvon, who says, bravo to all the players who took a knee, who locked arms, including the owners and all the other staff members and the cops and everybody else on these various fields, because they are standing united. I mean, it is ridiculous, let's be honest, with what's happening and has happened in this country. Why not draw attention to it? We have a history of doing that in so many other areas. Listen, just like you, Kate, I come from a family of cops, and I'm about supporting good cops. There's no doubt. Are there some crummy, rotten, racist cops? Absolutely. Are there some fabulous, wonderful, incredible cops like those in my family, including my father? Absolutely. That's the way the world works. You've said it before. Microcosm, baby. Don't people get that? No. And what's interesting is that on this show, I said we have an unofficial poll, and pretty much it's running 60-40 and then kind of comes up and comes down. 60 thinking wrong to take the knee, 40 thinking right to take the knee or do whatever you feel is best. So it's a mixed bag. And it's no question it's a mixed bag. And why is it a mixed bag? Because we live in a very polarized nation. Duh, we see it, right? I don't know, was it like this the last 3 decades, the last 4 decades before that? I can't answer all those questions from when I wasn't alive. I know from talking to other people about protests, there were people who didn't like some of the protests that have happened in the past or people who participated in the protests. So there you go. I think there should be more conversation. I think there should be, here's what I think, especially knowing great cops. I hate to see cops being targets. Of course, that's ridiculous. Who are you calling when you're in trouble? And I hate to see people be targets. And to the last point, we live in a society of all kinds of people. Good people, bad people, crazy people, people who don't stand for anything and just are like lemmings and jump on to something because they think they should jump on to it, which I think is the worst. You should stand by whatever it is you feel, period. I'll say that about the many of the longtime callers of this show, whether it's Izzy, whether it's Dan, whether it's Mac, whether it's Pete, whether it's Grimm, whoever it is, they stand by what they say. You can tell even through the radio airwaves that it is them. It's how they feel. And certainly there are many people that are left of left that listen to the show. A lot of times they just send emails and don't pop on vocally. Sometimes they do. A lot of people are right of right. Some people are just kind of in between. And if they were going to pick a side, Republican or Democrat, they couldn't because they agree with some of what Republicans stand for, which is all kinds of things, and some of what Democrats stand for. So the definitions are loose these days as to what, you know, what type of conservative, what type of Republican, what type of Democrat, bottom line. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from the PAC, and the PAC says, Kate, I know that you pay attention to sports. I've caught you on NBC, and you're fabulous at that, just like you are at America Tonight. Don't give up on America Tonight and all the peeps that love you and listen to you. You're one of the few sane voices out there. I love, love, love that you invite everyone to be a part of the show, and you don't care which way they swing so that there are more voices, even if it infuriates some people or makes some people really, really happy. So on to my sports question. Did you see that Justin Thomas won $10 million by winning the FedEx Cup? He collected that bonus, and apparently he was a little bit disappointed. He had a sad face and said that he feels very weird. Why did he feel very weird? Well, listen, I wouldn't feel very weird if it was me. And they were giving me $10 million for all my points. The reason is because he lost the tournament that was being played in Atlanta by a stroke to a 23-year-old California guy named Xander Schauffele. And so Justin Thomas told reporters that he didn't feel right, and it's because he didn't win the tournament. He wanted to win the tournament. He said he's competitive, and he wanted to win six times, and he had come so close. I'm like, are you kidding me? You just won $10 million because you played so well on tour. How many of you get a bonus of $10 million? It is the icing on the cake. Take the money and scramble. That's what I say. So that's the bottom line. That's what he was talking about. That he didn't like that he didn't finish out cleanly. Didn't win the last tournament and came so, so close. But hey, he walked away with some big bucks, didn't he? How about this? Got this one from Patricia, who says, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not. You know, we always talk about minimum wage and what people are making and health care and everything else. But Target raised their minimum wage to $11 an hour, and they said they're going to do it up to $15 by 2020. Yeah, I wonder if that increases. It seems to me when I go into Target, I actually like the store. But remember, they took that big hit when they exposed everyone's data a couple years ago. So they did raise the minimum wage. They're saying that they're going to increase. The increase will apply to about 10 or about 100,000 hourly workers that they're hiring for the holidays. And they keep doing this. This isn't new. They have kept raising their their minimum wage. Because the current federal minimum wage, here's a quiz, ding, 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 did you know is $7.25. It is. And I think they're trying to attract more people to come work for them and try to attract people to perhaps going to the store more. But when they had that black eye of the data breach, I know it was very tough for them to bounce back. All right, let's switch gears and move to this one. This one is from Brick, who says, boy, this whole thing with North Korea is puzzling, Delaney, because I say when I look at the worldview that more people need to step up and they need to get involved in this, and it doesn't have to be just a U.S. thing. I mean, is it almost inevitable that the U.S. is going to now, I don't know, get attacked? Are we going to have some kind of a nuclear war? North Korea's accusing our president of declaring war. All of this is, needless to say, more than disconcerting. Well, of course it is. It's just still the unknown. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, if you've been paying attention to this ping pong ball that goes back and forth, said that the U.S. hasn't declared war on North Korea and that the suggestion is absurd, that it's not appropriate to shoot down another nation's aircraft in international waters, and that they continue to plan to protect the area. So talking about areas that North Korea shouldn't be in. Of course, the U.S. military is on high alert and all options are possible. The Department of Defense has to make sure that there are military options. So they have to let the press know, here are the options. And, of course, they're doing that. The Navy is got a little bit of a presence near the Korean Peninsula, despite all of the trash talking or harsh rhetoric and threats of a military strike from Pyongyang. Let's make this clear. Anything gets lobbed at a Navy ship, game on. No matter what, it's on. No matter how it happened, it's on. Yes, absolutely, 100%. No matter what's coming out of the UN, no matter what kind of conversations about trying to have a peaceful conversation, that time would be done. Coming up, we've got one more segment before the time for this hour tick, 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 ticks away. And we're going to swing into a couple of other things. Odds and ends coming up on America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
America Tonight. How you doing, America? Thanks for all the emails. We just kind of scratched the surface going through some of them in a couple of different directions. I appreciate you, and keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact. And bada bing, my ode to James Gandolfini, my favorite show, The Sopranos. God rest his soul. Anyway, that's the way in to the email. Big, big things coming up on America Tonight later this week. I'll get to those in a few minutes. But first, let's go out to Richard, who's listening to us in Louisville. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Yeah, Kate, how are you?
Good.
But Kate, I'm a little confused because I understood that Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, managed to get his whole team to stand during the national anthem. That kneeling at the before the anthem was just a preliminary to then having everybody stand during the national anthem. That's what I understood happened.
Yes. So what happened was that's what some other teams did too. So they took the knee and linked arms and did that before it, and then they stood and did the anthem.
Yeah, that's what I understood, but I was a little confused because hear you say that and before. And I think it was kind of a roundabout way of getting everybody to stand for the national anthem. But I think if that's what happened, that was effective on Jerry Jones's part.
He's taken a lot of blowback, because I'm looking at some of the comments of people saying they won't watch the Cowboys again. They can't believe he did that. So not everybody is viewing it that same way, Richard. It's interesting. It's being looked at it as this whole thing is. It's being looked at from a couple of different points of view. So you're right. Sure. So arm in arm, then they kneeled in unison before. Let me be clear about that. I'm glad that you called so people know. You're absolutely right. So that was before the anthem, and then they stood and they were, linked, had arms linked and stuff during the anthem. But yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think that's the way it should be, because those people, they're professionals and they're working for the team, and when they're in the national spotlight, they represent all of us in a way, and they should show respect for the flag and the national anthem. I believe it's especially during a time like this when America is under attack or under threats from North Korea and Iran and Russia to an extent, and we've had all these hurricanes and floods and all these threats.
Boy, no
and
kidding.
It just seems as though these guys could at least show enough respect, enough moral character to stand for the national anthem.
Yeah,
and I think that's what Trump's focused on. These people aren't showing any moral character.
Right, by not doing it. That's what we're seeing, that it's interesting, the polls, and I'm going to give the poll numbers and whatnot. Richard, I'm glad that you checked in with us, and thank you for making sure that there was that clarification. Always good to hear from you and anybody else that wants to throw in their 2 cents at 855-266-5283. Great to be back in Louisville, one of my favorite places. It's interesting, the reaction, what the reaction has been. So the NFL's spokesperson, Joe Lockhart, and I got notes from a conference call and heard part of a conference call with him where he defended the players' rights to peacefully protest what they view as racial inequality and police mistreatment, right? So he said everyone should know that this is what real locker room talk is. And what you had as a result of it is this massive reaction, of course, a chain reaction, including some key sponsors, NFL sponsors like Anheuser-Busch, said the beer maker supports both the national anthem and freedom of speech. So they're saying that they support the institutions and values that have made America strong, our armed forces, national anthem, as well as diversity, equality, and freedom of speech. So really, this is what you're mostly having. You're having this balancing act from corporations, and then this balancing act from some who are running teams. For example, even Bose, the sound system company, they said that the American flag is a symbol of our great country, protects the freedoms for every person to express their views. We respect that freedom whether we agree with those views or not, is what they said. So the White House press secretary today, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, kind of pushed back against the idea that the president wasn't spending enough time on his agenda, because what was being asked was, how come there's so much focus on the NFL? Who cares? What about the tax overhaul? What about all these other legislative priorities instead of all this conversation about players who kneel during the anthem? I know this for sure. We have not heard the last of this. And, of course, there are many more games to be played. And will we see more players take knees, lock arms, or, how how much further will this go out? And I think that this is going to go on, I don't know, I think this is going to go on for a lot longer, maybe throughout the entire season. It could. You know, that kind of, it kind of petered out a little bit with Colin Kaepernick, and then when Trump did this tweeting, that stirred the hornet's nest and pushed this back out there again, I think, in an even broader, way. And remember, again, this all started last year with Colin Kaepernick, ironically, who is not on any teams right now. And some say he's being passed over for some of the situations where he would have been a fit, but teams didn't want to touch him. But, of course, any of those teams that have been thrown into that conversation deny that, you know, massively right away. They completely shoot that down. I want to also pick up where we left off, because I don't want to skedaddle from this first hour and not talk about it. A lot of people are upset that, you know what, there isn't enough conversation about what's happening in Puerto Rico and what's going on in Mexico because of the earthquakes. And I was in Philadelphia last week, and let me tell you, this is all anybody was talking about, how horrific it was to see what was happening in Mexico, where they're trying to dig people out, and there were a lot of Americans who had come to help, rescue worker types and so on and so forth. And then dealing with Harvey and Irma and Maria, because what's the tax relief going to be for the victims of that? And boy, Hurricane Maria also left some damage in her wake. So we have that to contend with. And then on top of it, you have Puerto Rico, which the people are just, you want to talk about widespread nothing happening. Boy, no power. They're getting help, but they're saying it's not enough. It's not quick enough. They're estimating $20 billion in physical damage to the island. They say they're going to need help to recover from that kind of a blow, that there's no way. You have people who are completely, really puts it into perspective, completely displaced, people who lost people, people who can't get clean water. I mean, just absolutely, you know, outrageous. Maria caused a horrible, horrible amount of damage to Puerto Rico. Wiped out a lot of homes. Wiped out a lot of tourist areas with trees down and power out. And, of course, water is the big thing, getting water to people. And there have been a lot of emergency dumps of water, supplies, all kinds of stuff. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.